When viewpoints differ on food and ag safety, how do you decide who to believe? Stick around for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
Ag science has a very ugly history of ideology driving agricultural production decisions.
That's Allison Van Inenam, professor of animal genomics and biotechnology at the University of California at Davis.
The food security implications of allowing incorrect ideologies to drive production decisions is really dangerous, and we've got a long history of that, and I'm very worried at the moment, to be honest, because I do not feel like the correct information is actually driving policy, and that concerns me a lot.
A prime example, says Van Inenam, is the debate around genetic modification and its cousin, gene editing.
And it's been frustrating, I've got to say, as a science communicator, to correct incorrect information around GMOs.
Van Inenam says we need to improve the timeline for getting innovations to market.
That opportunity cost of not allowing safe innovation to come to market is what's missing from the public discourse around this, because there are consequences to doing nothing. And sometimes the risks that concern people and the risks that kill people are entirely different.
Van Inenam was part of the recent AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.